Hey everybody, it's Dan Lotto speaking. So in this video I want to talk to you about the ability to make microtransactions. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan Lotto. Hope you're well today. So it's actually a Sunday, on our way to go pick up a job's worth of curry from our local Indian restaurant. We buy the food and then we stick it in the freezer. Here where we live in Spain, we only actually have one Indian restaurant. Can you imagine that? They only opened up last year. So whenever we came back to England, we had to get Indian takeaway then. That was all Indian restaurant food. That's the only time we really had it. Anyway, let's talk about microtransactions first of all. So what is a microtransaction? So a microtransaction, you know, I see this all the time. Everyone's on about making £400 on a sale, or £1,000, or high ticket offers make £15,000, and we spend all the time trying to make, you know, £15,000 sales, and they end up making zero sales. Okay, so a microtransaction is going back the other way but selling a lot more, and in fact we actually do this. For example, our property sourcing training is just £27. We're halfway through the month and I think we sold about 17 of those already this month. Somebody do the maths on that, I can't do it. So that's what, 270 quid is 10, about 540, take away 3, 540, about 450 quid-ish, something like that. That's not bad. You know, 14 days into the month, we'll probably do £1,000 on that this month, assuming it's going the same way, but it might go up again. Like, who knows, sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. But those little micro, I mean, also I should add, that's not actually a microtransaction. A microtransaction is, you know, I mean, true definition of a microtransaction is 75p or £1.25. And people go, well, how can you make money on those? And so you can. Like, you know, if you're solving a particular problem, you could sell something for £1.50. A tenancy agreement, let's just say you've got a tenancy agreement that you've used for 22 years. We've been in property for 22 years. We've got great tenancy agreements, the law pack, you can go buy theirs, and theirs is a £20 tenancy agreement. But if you've got a great tenancy agreement, you could sell that for £1.50. will people pay £1.50? Hell yeah, of course they will. And the beauty of this is you create something once and that's it. You'd never have to create it again, and it can be downloaded time and time and time again because it's a digital copy. Another really good example of this, and this is something that we're going to focus on this month in January, is like having some free goal setting training. Let me rephrase that. Not free goal setting training, but some goal setting paperwork that people can download, and we're going to charge like £2 for that. Like, Dan, how do you make money on £2? But this is where the stepping stone methodology kicks in. So let's say you sell 10 of those, that's £20. And then let's say that you use that £20 on Facebook ads to sell the property sourcing training. And let's say you make 3 sales of that, that's £90. Then you use the money from that to go sell your coaching at £200. Let's say you sell 3 of them. Now you've got £600, and you know use that money to then go and make more money. That's the whole point. And people don't start doing this because we go, oh no, I need £2,500 a month to cover my costs. So what's the point on earning £20 a week or £20 a month or £100 a month or even £500 a month? People are like, oh, there's no point in doing that because I can't live on that. You're not supposed to live on it to begin with. Nobody starts off earning £35,000 a year to cover your £2,500 a month living expenses from day one. That is not how it works. Especially if you're new to internet marketing, you literally have zero clue how to do anything. And I have these conversations with people. They don't know how to set up a training course. They don't know how to take payments. They don't know any of it. And so they actually never start on anything because it just seems really, really hard. And I'm saying, look, let's go the opposite way. Let's go to the way where you're selling your stuff for a couple of pounds. What happens when you get paid, when you get a couple of sales in, is that now you're starting to get a little bit of confidence. I can't speak today. Now you're starting to get a little bit of confidence. Now you're kind of knowing what you're supposed to do. And I'm sure you've heard this before. You know, the hardest part of moving a boulder, a rock, is actually first moving it. Once you've got a little bit of momentum, everything gets harder. The first step
in anything is always the hardest step. Let's take weight loss. Me getting my lardy arse into the gym is by far the hardest thing for me to do. Once I'm in the gym, I'm there, right? So I've got to get tactics and strategies that's going to get me in the gym without thinking about getting sweaty or the work and how hard it's going to be and how painful it's going to be. Just get in a gym with your fitness stuff on. And it's the same when you're talking about making money online. We've got to get people making basic amounts of money, having these basic transactions, because when you do that, then you can start to get a little bit more fancy. Larry Bird, one of my favourite basketball players back in the 80s, he said, you know, too many people are trying to do too many fancy things, behind the back, no-look passes, long three-point shots and so on, right? Get the basics, pass, dribble and shoot. Get the when you get the basics down, then you can start to do a little bit more fancy. And it is exactly the same principle. So it doesn't matter if you're selling a product for £5 and you only make 10 sales, okay? The reason that that doesn't matter is that now you're making £50 a month, which is £600 a year more than you were paying before. And you could use that for debt reduction. You could use it for a weekend away, some kind of holiday. You know, you can fly to Ibiza for £100 return. There's two or three of you. There's £300, an extra £300 for accommodation. There's £600. You've got a week holiday out of it. Or, even better would be to pay down some kind of debt. Or, £600 goes into Facebook ads. And that then starts promoting your next level of business. Whatever that happens to be, using a stepping stone methodology. But these microtransactions, it is a game changer. And again, the reason why people don't do it is because they go, you know, they say things like, oh no, I need £2,500 a month, £3,000 a month. What's the point on doing all these small things? Or they try and start too big for selling £1,000 training course for spend an awful lot of time creating all the training. And then when it comes to selling it, they end up not being able to sell anything. And they spent all this time, their confidence is down, they don't know what they're doing, it's not worked, it's taken 6 months to do it, and a further 6 months after that, they've still not sold anything. And it's like, that's not going to be the way forward for you. The way forward, to begin with, until you get your confidence up, is microtransactions. When you first riding your bike, you're not riding with no hands and pulling wheelies and going off-roading. Like that would just be crazy, right? Like, who would, like, in the right mind, think that that's a good idea? And yet here we are with making money online and people trying to get way too fancy. Like, I'm all for people making money. Totally, 100%. That's why we've got the Mastermind group. If you're not in that, come and join it. You know, that's why we create so much content. Because I've been there. I've been where I've not earned enough money. Where, you know, I'm struggling to pay bills. I've even had a car repossessed, right? I've been there, and it is one of the most painful things to go through. Don't get me wrong, there are more painful things than that. That's one of the painful things, but it doesn't have to be that way. If you could earn, I don't know, £200 a month extra, just £200 a month, right? For some people, that right there is life-changing. That's £2,500 a year. That's extra clothes for the kids that they couldn't afford. That's a pizza night on a Saturday night. That's extra Christmas presents in December. You know, that right there, it is life-changing. And it isn't always about high-ticket offers. That can happen in the next 2 or 3 years. But if you're just going out for high-ticket offers with no experience, you ain't getting that. Like, I'm sorry, I wish you were. And some people will, but you're probably not. Like, let's be honest here. I would much rather you go out, create a small training course, £7.50, £15, £12, and you could say to yourself, and this was the justification in my mind, right? The justification was £12.50 on a training course. Why would I bother doing that? First of all, once you've written the training course and you've filmed the training course, you know, we've got a training course on how to make training courses. We don't sell anywhere near the same amount of copies that the property sourcing training sells. But, you know what? That's brought in enough money to really pay for itself. And this was the justification. If somebody can write a book and sell it for $9.99 on Amazon, a physical book, which means they don't make £9.99. Their publisher takes some, Amazon will take some, they probably come out with £5, £4, right? Then someone has to deliver the book, so they have to post it, they have to print it. Like, there's no margin in there. But if somebody's making a full-time living off doing books, where, you know, they're making £9.99, but actually 60% of that goes on costs, they're actually only making £4. If they're doing that, and then somebody has to post them as well, like, if someone's doing that, there's no reason why you can't create a training course for £5, £10, £15, £25, £50, £100. Start off at the low end and then start to build up and start getting some of those sales. And you could, you know, let's say you have a training course on podcasting and it's £7. And let's say you sell 100 copies, right? You make £700 and everything's great, except you're kind of now regretting knocking it out for £7, because you're like, oh, 100 copies, if I'd have made that £70, you know, that would have been a lot, £7,000, you know, that would have been a lot more than the £700 I've got. That's not how this stuff works. That's not how it works. Well, why not sell it for £7 million, you know, times 100 copies? Well, because you're never going to sell it that man. It would never have sold at £70, but it might sell at £7. And especially if, you know, you don't have a huge amount of people that know who you are, you've not got a huge following and so on and so forth. That's really hard to sell high volume at high prices, right? It's much easier to sell something at £7. Because £7 is almost like a throwaway number. And the other side of this here, by the way, and this is something we're about to create ourselves, is on our podcast training. It's going to be like a £7 training. And it's not going to take you 105 videos and 17 hours of watching videos to learn how to podcast, because no one's got the time for that. So it's like, we're going to teach you how to podcast in an hour and a half. It's going to cost you £7, and by the end of it, you're going to be podcasting and you're going to be live putting your podcasts out there. That is what people want. People don't want this long-term, you know, like, I always say it like this. Do you want the cure for cancer on 17 DVDs and it's 7 days worth of online training and you have to go through each DVD and eventually when you get through all that you'll be cured of cancer? Do you want that, or do you want to take this little tablet, it takes you 5 minutes, you swallow it with a glass of water, it costs you twice as much even, but you don't have to sit? Well, everybody just wants a quick and easy solution. And so it's the same when you're selling training. People want shortcut. People understand that time is more important than money, and people will pay a little bit of money to save time, right? And that's what you're doing. I get people, and they talk to me about coaching, and they go, well, am I really qualified to be coaching people? And this is how I answer them. I say, let me ask you, does the program or the strategy that you use, does that get them to quicker results than if they didn't use your strategy? Yes. Right, then you can charge for coaching. So as long as you can get a result for a person, why can you not charge for that? I hate it when people go, well, what are your qualifications? What do you mean, what are my qualifications? I rented one of my properties to a heart surgeon, and as part of a reference, and we got payslips. So I looked at his payslips, and I earned more money from that heart surgeon. Have I got qualifications to be renting properties out? How the heck? Who cares about qualifications? The question is, and don't get me wrong, by the way, if I'm having heart surgery, I want a guy having qualifications. It's not the be-all, end-all to making money. That's what I'm saying. And if you can get results for somebody, and you can get results for somebody, this is not, you know, the fake results guru stuff. That's definitely not what we want. If you can get actual results for somebody, why can you not charge for that? You're adding value to somebody's life. You know, if I... like, for example, fasting, okay? If I became a fasting coach, which I think there should be more of, by the way, and if you want to lose weight, fasting is definitely a way forward, once your mindset is in place, right? But if I wanted to become a fasting coach, I don't need to be qualified on fasting. There is no such thing. Just don't eat, right? Don't need a qualification for not eating. But I don't need a qualification for that, so I could become a coach on that. And if this is what you do for an example, why can you not put that into some sort of training course, sell it for £7, £8, £10, £15, £27, whatever that number is, and start to make some money. That's for microtransactions that I'm referring to. Then you can upsell on to coaching or whatever other product you happen to have. So look, I hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the comments down below and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.